And those ongoing talks are where we'll start as we look ahead to this week in Washington. I spoke today with Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren and asked her what it would mean if the Iran talks fail.
Right now, we don't have a good alternative. We want to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon because it is destabilizing to the entire region and the entire world. Whether we'll be able to get there or not, we just don't know at this point.
NPR Politics editor Domenico Montanaro joins us from Washington with more. Domenico, welcome back.
Oh, thanks again for having me.
And on Iran, we remember that just a few weeks ago, these 47 congressional Republicans sent an open letter to Iran about the nuclear talks, saying any deal could be undone by the next president if it was something that President Obama was doing without congressional approval. As this deadline approaches, how are politics in Washington factoring into the decision making?
Well, this is very complicated. And I mean, for all of the sticking points that we heard about the actual deal itself, there are still major sticking points and a very difficult sell to Congress that President Obama would have to make. It's a tough sell in Iran as well. So there's not a lot to tout in the U.S. because there's a lot of haggling that you hear about has mostly to do with very technical aspects of the deal. And in Iran, they can say if this goes through that they've lifted sanctions, but they don't want to limit their research and development capability. And that's going to be a big deal breaker with Republicans in Congress, especially as you heard Josh Earnest earlier in the program on the Sunday show saying, you know, that the U.S. hopes to be able to say that they've cut off any path to a nuclear weapon. But this is a very, very difficult political sell, even if they get through the nuclear negotiations with something.
Well, we also spoke with Senator Warren. You can hear that interview at hearandnow.org. We spoke with her about another big political story in Washington right now, which is the announcement from the Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid that he's not going to run for reelection. And it opens up questions about who's going to replace him. He's gotten back behind Senator Chuck Schumer of New York. But I asked Senator Warren if she's interested in taking his job, as some have suggested, as the Democratic leader in the Senate. Here's what she said.
Nope.
No, not interested.
Nope.
Do you support Chuck Schumer in that position?
I think it's pretty clear that Chuck is going to be the leader. Chuck was very much there on the consumer agency, setting it up, building it, protecting it, very much there on student loans, very much there on Social Security. These are powerful issues, and we fought side by side. I think he's going to be terrific on that.
That sounds like an endorsement, doesn't it, Domenico? Is there going to be a challenge to Chuck Schumer from anybody in the Senate, do you think?
Well, it sure does sound like an endorsement, although she leaves a little bit of room open there in her tone. Schumer, you know, very well known as a senator from New York to have pretty strong ties to Wall Street, and that's not something the progressive Democratic base loves. That's why they like Elizabeth Warren so much. You know, it's really interesting. Harry Reid likes to say that if someone's a threat, the best way to eliminate them is to make them a friend. Hmm. And that's what he really did with Chuck Schumer a decade ago. It's what he did with Elizabeth Warren, bringing her into leadership as a freshman. And it sounds like Warren has learned a little something from Reid. You know, her statement's pretty striking. Schumer's, you know, like I said, been thought to be very close to Wall Street, and that could have made him vulnerable to someone like Warren. But the fact that she's given him a pass says a lot about her political calculation, Reid's power, Schumer's political skill. But as to whether or not someone might challenge Schumer, we haven't quite heard yet from Washington Senator Patty Murray. She's the one person we're looking at to see if she'll jump in. She's the highest ranking woman in the Democratic caucus. And there are some who would like to see her run, especially from that progressive left. She's very shrewd, a deal maker. But she likely won't run unless she really thinks she's got a shot to win.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what happens with that. One more thing quickly before we let you go. The Attorney General nominee, Loretta Lynch, still has not been confirmed by the Senate. What's going to happen there? Why the delay?
Well, it is pretty ironic considering that Republicans want Eric Holder out so badly, and what they're likely to get is 2 more years of Eric Holder if they don't approve of Loretta Lynch. And Congress is off for the next couple of weeks, and they're holding on her nomination, and we'll see what happens when they get back.
Domenico Montanaro, NPR Politics editor. Domenico, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks again for having me.